Friday, September 13th. I was pretty sick and tired of hearing about Mackenzie and her stupid little party. But since she is in my geometry class and I sit right behind her, I knew I was just going to have to suck it up and deal with it. I was trying my best to ignore her when she turned around, smiled at me, and did the strangest thing. She handed me a bright pink invitation tied with a big white satin bow. I gasped and almost fell out of my chair. My brain was like, OMG, OMG, OMG. It was the most beautiful thing I had ever seen, other than maybe that new iPhone I want. Who would have thought that I would get an invitation to the party of the year? Then it dawned on me that this might be some kind of really cruel joke. I looked around the room for a hidden camera, half expecting Ashton Kutcher. I can't believe he's married to a woman older than my mom. To jump out of the closet and yell, "You just got punked!" Then I realized that most of the other girls in my class were staring at me with envy and disbelief. It was really weird because suddenly I noticed I had tiny lint balls all over my favorite hoodie, and it made me feel self-conscious, so I tried to pick a few of them off. None of Mackenzie's friends would be caught dead in a knot from the mall hoodie with lint balls on it, so I made a mental note: burn current wardrobe. Mackenzie was still smiling at me like I was her new BFF or something. "Hey, hon, I was just wondering if you would..." But I was so excited, I jumped right in before she could even finish her sentence. "Mackenzie, I would love to," I gushed. "Thanks for asking me, hon." Okay, so I actually called her hun, even though I always thought that word sounded super phony. And yes, I was totally geeked and as happy as Vanessa Ann Hudgens when she found out she was not getting kicked off High School Musical 3. But mostly I was in shock. I could hardly believe I was actually going to Mackenzie's party. Soon I was going to have really cool friends and a social life, and maybe even highlights, a pierced belly button, and a boyfriend. I was starting to believe my That's So Hot magazine was right. Maybe the key to happiness really was friends, fun, fashion, and flirting. My hands were shaking as I untied the ribbon and tore open the envelope. Suddenly, Mackenzie narrowed her eyes at me and scowled like I was something smeared on the bottom of her shoe. "You idiot," she hissed. "What are you doing?" "Opening my invitation?" I stammered. I was already starting to have a really bad feeling about this whole party thing. "Like I would invite you?" she sneered, flipping her blonde tresses and batting her long lashes at me in disgust. "Aren't you the new girl who hangs around my locker all the time, like some kind of creepy stalker?" "Well, yes. No. Actually, my locker is right next to yours," I muttered. "Are you sure?" she said, looking me up and down like I was lying to her or something. I couldn't believe she was actually pretending like she didn't know me. I've only had a locker next to hers, like, forever. "I'm very sure," I said. Then Mackenzie took out her crazy Kissalicious lip gloss and applied like 3 extra thick layers. After gazing at herself in her little compact mirror for 2 whole minutes, she is so stuck on herself. She snapped it shut and glared at me. "Before you so rudely interrupted me, I was simply asking if you would pass my invitation to Jessica. How was I supposed to know you were going to rip it open like some uncivilized gorilla?" Mackenzie spat. Then everyone in the class turned around and stared at me. I could not believe my ears. How dare that girl actually call me uncivilized? Oh, okay. My bad, I said, trying to sound coolly nonchalant about the whole thing while blinking back tears. Who's Jessica? Suddenly, I felt a sharp tap on my shoulder. I turned around to face the girl sitting in the desk behind me. She had long blonde hair and was wearing pink glittery lip gloss, a pink sweater, pink mini skirt, and a headband trimmed with fake pink diamonds. If I had spotted her in Toys R Us, I swear I would have probably mistaken her for a new fashion doll. Totally ticked off, Jessica. I'm Jessica, she announced, rolling her eyes at me. I can't believe you opened my invitation. I was desperately trying to tie the satin ribbon back on when she snatched the invitation from my hands so violently I almost got a paper cut. I felt like a total idiot. And to make matters worse, I heard a few of the kids around me snickering. This was absolutely the most embarrassing moment of my pathetic little life. And I had no doubt that in just a matter of minutes, everyone in the entire school was going to be text messaging gossip about me. I was relieved when our math teacher, Mrs. Sprague, finally started class. She spent the entire hour at the board reviewing how to calculate the volume of a cylinder, sphere, and cone for our upcoming test. But I was too freaked out to concentrate on math formulas and was totally not listening. I just sat there staring at the back of Mackenzie's head, wishing I could disappear. I guess I must have been really upset because a tear rolled down my cheek and splattered my geometry notebook. But I wiped it up with the sleeve of my not-from-the-mall, lint-ball-covered hoodie before anyone saw it. Even though I was totally bummed about all the drama over the invitation, I really wasn't that mad at Mackenzie. I'm such a loser. If I was having a party, I wouldn't invite myself either.